Sri Ravi Shankar Prasad speaking at the Digital India Summit.
Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, my journey in the national politics and Arnav's journey as an anchor and television personality of international eminence almost began simultaneously. He does not spare anyone, including me, but I retain my love, respect and affection for him, because we have found in Arnav an outstanding television personality who is not only watched, but the country expects that here is a man who is going to call a spade, regardless of whoever he is. I think that is indeed a very outstanding part of his credentials. I had come here early last year, and what I spoke, you just saw. Today, when we are going to closely complete 2 years of our government on the 26th of May, today is also the time for me to give my report card briefly as to what we have done and what we need to do. Well, ladies and gentlemen, every government comes with its own program, but certain programs become transformational. When computer came in this country, when mobile phone came, I remember I had the privilege to work under Mr. Bajpayee in the previous NDA government, which Arnav so eloquently talked about. I'm really touched, Arnav. My grateful thanks to you. Grateful thanks to you. We came with a national highway program. It was an ambitious program. North, south, east, west, 4 to 6 lane highway. There were skeptics. And as I have said always, I was sitting in a meeting when Bajpayee was there. He used to speak a few words. He was an outstanding speaker, an outstanding speaker outside. But cabinet meetings, he used to speak. People used to say, "Kaise hoga? From where we'll get the land?" All these things. He heard it and after said, "Karna hai." That's all. I remember, a few months ago, I had gone to Kanyakumari in a public function. And that function was being held at the place where the Kashmir to Kanyakumari 6-lane highway ends. I was very moved. I asked my staff how much time I have left to reach the airport. 1 hour. Let me drive for some time on this road to have a feel. If you have a commitment, you can transform. Digital India, Make in India, Skill India are all transformational programs designed to transform. And what is the essence of it? Not only to create a digital-enabled society, but to create a digitally empowered India, enlightened India. That is the main theme of Digital India. You know, the Prime Minister had made a very important comment in the campaign. And some of his one-liners capture the essence of India. IT plus IT is equal to IT. India's talent plus information technology is equal to India tomorrow. And he gave us the responsibility to implement it. Now, my take about the temperament of India is very clear, or no. Indians first watch technology. Then they adopt it. And then they start enjoying it. And then they become enlightened and empowered. That's the Indian mindset about technology. But ladies and gentlemen, today India has 1 billion plus mobile phone. Today, 990 millions are on Aadhaar, where we are delivering digital delivery of services. And Arnav, just to give you a very interesting figure, we have saved close to 50,000 crores by directly giving the subsidy to the Aadhaar-enabled bank accounts of Indians, 35,559 crores. That's how good governance comes on the back of technology. Talking of internet, today we have got new connections every 3-4 seconds. It took more than 2.5 years to 3 years for internet to become from 200 million to 300 million. It has taken 1 year to reach 400 million. And when an internet service provider said, sir, we have reached 400 million, I was a little surprised. I had fixed the target of 500 million by 2017. It has already, maybe by this year end, we may reach that. Recently, Economist did a front page story, India Online. And they say India is the most booming market for e-commerce, rising at the rate of 67%. And I will be very happy to know that 60% of the catchment area is a small move for still towns of India. And the biggest among them come from your state and my state, Assam, Bihar, and Northeast. It shows an aspirational India. I pushed my telecom postal services network into the delivery of e-commerce consignments. As you all know, we have got 150,000 plus postal footprint from Kashmir to Kanyakumari. Old institution speak lest I push them into e-commerce delivery. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to tell you that the parcel revenue has dipped by 2% in 13-14. It rose by 45% in 14-15, has risen by 120% by January of 2015-16. That's the scale which we are doing. I pushed my postal service, you have to get digitized, because postal department digitization is integral to digital India. The first thing we pushed was core banking solution, which means banking from anywhere to anywhere. And we said we have got 25,000 district and sub-post offices. They have to be digitized. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to just share one particular statistics. When I had become minister, just 230 post offices had core banking solution. I am giving you the number till yesterday. 20,494 post offices have come under core banking solution out of 25,000, and we shall complete by April. And today I am very proud to announce that core banking linkage of post offices is bigger than the State Bank of India. The State Bank has got 16,333 core banking solution enabled branches. ATMs. It was unheard of that post offices must have ATMs. I again pushed them to new technology. When I had become minister, just 4 ATM had been installed. Now it is 850. And by April middle, we will make it 1,000. And very soon, by March next year, we are going to bring in payment bank of the postal department. And how things are changing. We have just got the in-principle approval. We are going to cabinet soon. And 60 international consortium, including national, are keen to partner with postal department for third-party delivery, insurance, banking, etc., because of the footprint. Therefore, one push to make the digital infrastructure of postal department, you have seen the result, what we could do in 1 year, 7 to 8 months. Rightly, Satyen talked about the optical fiber network. We are connecting 250,000 gram panchayats, cluster of villages of India, by optical fiber network. Digital infrastructure is important for digital delivery of services, for digital literacy, for digital empowerment, for e-commerce, for e-health, and whatnot. This program, Arno, started in the year 2012. And when I became minister, total pipes were laid 2,292 kilometers. And optical fiber laid was 398 kilometers. That was my legacy of 2.5 years. And today, less than 2 years, I can tell you, we have laid pipe at 130,000 kilometers and optical fiber at 110,000 kilometers. You can just gauge the scale and speed, yet I'm not happy. I'm pushing them more and more. We have to complete it. By optical fiber, where we cannot reach because of inaccessibility, because of either by wireless or by satellite, but we have to complete it. Yesterday itself, I took a proper monitoring of this whole thing. It has revolutionary potential. We have already completed Kerala, Chandigarh, Pondicherry. Karnataka is nearly complete. Many districts are complete, and many people are seeking to have their services. In this whole creating the digital infrastructure, what is the second limb of my platform? Common service centers. I'm consciously talking about common service centers in this very outstanding gathering of India, which the Times Now and ET Now have ensured. You take use of those services. These common service centers are those who give digital services, banking, insurance, make passport, do e-ticketing and whatnot, in those areas where digital services and connectivity is not available. When I had become minister, there were only 83,000 common service centers. Now they have crossed 1,57,000. In the coming year, I am going to make it 1 lakh plus more. And all these are in small Mufassil areas of India. And I'm very happy to tell you that 20,000 of these common service centers are being run by women entrepreneurs alone. And when the last year, 1st of July, the Digital India program was formally launched, I had told my department to pick up two bright entrepreneurs who are doing good. And I remember one lady from Chhattisgarh who was awarded by the Prime Minister. She has given digital literacy to about 500 daughters of village level workers, rural workers. That's how we are looking at it. Just to tell you, they are earning good money in terms of commission for banking services, for insurance services. This I am keenly very pushing. And now, as a friend, I must share with you one great experience of mine, which I was very moved. I had fixed the target for my department that for me, digital inclusion means Mahadalit woman digitally trained running the common service centers. We picked up about 300 to 400 Mahadalit women in Bodh Gaya and Bihar. We gave them training for a couple of months. I had personally gone there. And today, all of you will be happy to know that about 40 women are going to start common service centers in pursuit of delivery of businesses. So that is the kind of digital inclusion we are looking forward to. The post office, the common service center, the optical fiber network. What is the fourth limb of my digital infrastructure which I am seeking to create? After becoming the IT Minister of India, I had gone to Bangalore in a function. A lot of boys from Bihar, from Uttar Pradesh, from Assam met me. They are working there. And they told me something very emotionally. Sir, please do something that we can revert to our own villages and towns. This struck me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you see the digital profile of India, it is very limited. Delhi, Gurgaon, Mumbai, Pune, Chennai, Hyderabad, Vijayawada, or maybe Vishakhapatnam, Bangalore, Mysore. This profile must spread. And then we came with the idea of BPO call centers in small Mufassil towns of India. We picked up 48,000 seats. This has been located as per population census of each state. UP gets 8,800, 88 call centers, 100 per. Bihar 4,400, 44 call centers. Madhya Pradesh 3,500, 35 call centers. Assam, Northeast, accordingly. We are going to give about 1 lakh rupees subsidy also. And very soon we are going to go for a tendering process. But to gauge the mood of India, we commissioned an expression of interest campaign. And all of you, and Arno, you will be very happy to know that against 48,000 seats, 78 companies showed their interest for 1,25,000 seats at 190 locations of India. Locations like Jorhat, Bhagalpur, Devaria, Gorakhpur, Saharanpur, Sitamadhi, Jaisalmer, Aurangabad, Jabalpur, small towns of India. A big catchment area exists there. Why I have so elaborately mentioned you this is to tell you the kind of digital infrastructure which we have created and which we want to create and seek your involvement for a better India. Yes, there is a big market for BPO, from telephony to Rural India Program, to e-commerce, whatnot. Therefore, we are going to push this BPO call center program in a very big way. But just to recall, post offices digitally connected, common service centers, optical fiber network infrastructure, and then BPOs. These four will complement and supplement each other for digital delivery of services and digital empowerment. That will strengthen the entire pyramid of digital India. Obviously, a lot of market opportunities will come. I would request the telephone companies, the mobile companies present here to pick up few districts after the infrastructure is created, go for marketing strategy, go for e-education, go for e-health, go for e-commerce, any other digital delivery you wish to have. We are creating an enabling atmosphere, which I said in my first address, you just saw on the screen. Now, how India is changing? What is digital India? We wish to bridge the digital divide. By digital divide, I don't mean literacy. I want to meet the technological divide. And as I have said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, digital India for me means more for the poor, more for the underprivileged. And for me, the happiest day would be when a mason, a carpenter, an electrician are all using their smartphones to pick up good business in quest of a better livelihood for them. And it has started happening in India. This instance I have quoted many times, I wish to repeat. One day I was very busy in my office. I found a lawyer friend of mine had given me 4 or 5 calls. He wanted to talk to me urgently. And I want this audience to know how India is changing. He was a big lawyer who had a big fat car which got a puncture in some busy Delhi road. He left his car in disgust, went to his office, what to do, went on Google, searched how many puncture walas are in Delhi, 50 numbers came. Again, went how many are closer to GK1, 3 numbers came. He sent a message to one, this is my problem, can you do something? He said, wait, I'm coming to my office. He came, took the key, and after 1 hour sent him a WhatsApp. This is the photograph of your tube. It has 3 big nails inside. I'm going to repair it and come in an hour's time. This is my bill. Kindly keep it ready. Now, this India is changing. No one taught them. But they could realize they can foment their business by this instrument. And that is the digital India's biggest tribute, which I'm aiming for. Obviously, Make in India is integral to digital India. I'm the Minister for Postal, I'm Minister for Communication, I'm Minister for IT, and I'm also Minister for Electronics. And when I say, let me convey my tribute to all the IT professionals who have made us proud. Today, India's IT export has crossed $100 billion, and I'm indeed very proud for this great achievement. Startup India, all things are a part of that process. I said electronic manufacturing must pushed. We create enabling atmosphere. Today, telecom sector has received the highest FDI. I said I will push electronic manufacturing. When I had become minister or no, the total investment for electronic manufacturing was 11,700 crores. And today I am giving you the figures of 2 days ago. It has got 1,20,000 crore plus that has come into India investment. Last year, we manufactured 11 crore mobile phones in India. The growth is 81%. CD, LED bulbs, solar panel, all are, I'm pushing it further to create, and we have given duty differential access, other incentives. And what is the basic theme of Make in India? Come, make in India for India, and also export outside. And when you make in India, earn the benefits of an Indian company. And when you export outside, earn the benefit of an exporting company. All these things are working together. How India is changing, ladies and gentlemen? Something very interesting. And this figure, I thought I must tell you. We have got an e-Tal. E-Tal records all the digital services which are being given all over the country. Automatic recording. In 2014, or no, this portal was recording 29.4 crore hits every month. In earlier 2015, it recorded 55 crore hits. And since January 2016, we are recording 107 crore hits monthly. That is the scale we are looking at. How digital delivery of services is rising in the country. That's what I want to tell you. We have to scale it more. We have also gone into digital engagement with Indians, MyGov platform. What is MyGov? MyGov, citizen-centric involvement. 2 million Indians engage. They give their advice. This whole Jandhan Yojana was, Jandhan name was given by them. Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, the logo, Gandhi's two specs, was suggested by them. That's how, I don't need to speak about Jandhan and other Yojanas, but what is this whole jam trinity? Jandhan, Aadhaar, Mobile. The focus of our program is banking the unbanked, securing the unsecured, pensioning the unpensioned, funding the unfunded. Banking the unbanked, funding the unfunded, securing the unsecured. Now all this can be accelerated for digital platform. That's what we are engaged with. Yes, let me clarify. I had just gone to Morocco about 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, in the ICANN conference, Internet Governance Model. The whole world was present. In my keynote address, I had said something. We in India instinctively value Internet as an open, democratic, plural platform, inclusive. And mind you, the last was most important. Access without discrimination. I had said in the parliament when a debate was going on net neutrality, I said there, I'm saying it here. Internet is one of the finest creations of human mind. If it is a global phenomena, it must have the linkage with the local in content and appearance both. And second, I had said, if internet, which is indeed one of the finest creation of human mind, then it should not be allowed to be abused by few. Therefore, an open internet, a stable internet is possible and impossible only when it is secure from these elements, in which the governments also will have to play the role. And therefore, we have consciously supported the multi-stakeholder model, where you, the private sector, have done so well. My greetings to you. The NGOs, the civil society, the media, and the people of India, and the government, all have to work together in the growth of internet, which must be plural, which must be open, which must be representing the diversity, it must be inclusive, and which must be available without discrimination. And what is my last take? We in India, let me make it very clear, are very proud of the expansion of social media. Indians are engaging themselves. They are giving their views. Most of the ministers are today available on social media. I personally monitor complaints on social media. I intervene where my personal intervention is needed. And one of the biggest trophies of my nearly 1 year, 8 months of ministership was that one day a young boy from Bihar complained to my office on my Facebook that he had sent his form for Bihar Public Service Commission, which has by mistake delivered to Lucknow. Mr. Minister, can you do one thing? There are just 2 days left for the last day. I picked it up. The entire postal department of UP was told to locate it, send it by a special messenger to Patna, and the CPMG was told to deliver it at the commission office with a word of apology, don't delay, we were under fault. And then I Twitter, I sent him a message, greetings for a new examination, and he was moved. I cannot say that we have done everything fine, but the road is right. Therefore, we fully respect the freedom of expression on the social media and how India is changing. I will take a liberty with my good friend Arnab Goswami. He takes full liberties with me on the screen. Let me take what liberty with him off the screen. And what was this? This also shows the changing face of India. I had gone to Cochin in a government function, and then the state BJP president came to me and said, Raviji, a young couple would like to meet you, they are very keen. I'm like, call them. They came in the state guest house. Their daughter Anamika was about 8 to 9 years, and she came and hugged me. And they said, we have come only for Anamika. She's your great fan. She watches you on television, particularly on Times Now, and ignores even cartoon show for that when you are there. I was very moved. I hugged her, put up a photograph of mine, and I'll put it on my Facebook. And I wrote, met this young little girl, Anamika, who met me. I was moved. She watches me on television, on Times Now in particular, and ignores even cartoon show for that. Arnav, I never knew you and your channel were so popular. My greetings to you. About 1 million people saw it, my highest ever on the Facebook. Even Mark Zuckerberg, when he met me, it was only 700,000. 1 million people, 10 lakh plus. There were 60,000 comments. But one comment I would like to relate here. Mr. Prasad, Anamika did not miss the cartoon show because Arnav Goswami's show, even otherwise, is a cartoon show. Come on. It's a new India emerging. Let us celebrate this India. Let us salute in India. India truly is getting empowered. India truly is getting enlightened. Thanks a lot. Greetings to Times Now for this wonderful program.
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ETNow and don't forget to click the like button. You can also follow us on Twitter at ETNowLive. To stay updated with all our programming, hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel by logging on to youtube.com/user/ETNow.